this good hymn of Sheba's death. Poor Kilpatrick and his wife was dead. Otis had married him and his wife was dead. And we had a pretty good little setup in the house there. And this nigga started playing that piano. And he got playing about the lazy bones, sleeping in the sun or something other like that. And he could just walk over the piano. Now you talking about a nigga could sweep a piano, he could sweep one. And he told me, he said, "Put my coat under the piano." Well, I know the Shady Grove boys. This fella here getting drunk, he's getting too far along, and I hate to see these boys beat up this man. And I, he says, "Throw me a coat under the piano." And I didn't do it. And he taken his coat off my knee and pissed it under the piano and went under it and played up over his head. And I didn't know I was patting my foot. Everybody was dancing, and I had on a pair of old hard heel shoes. And when I knew anything, I'd keep that nigga's foot off the pedal, right up under the piano. And they danced, it was cold. And that girl left out here, her hair, you could get water out of her head. Now they just like to have a fit there that night. And the old step come around, they called Charleston. And he asked, said, "Miss, will you take the decoration off the piano?" She told him yes. She just danced around there. She wouldn't stop dancing. She just danced around, grabbed the bass and the thing, the stuff was on the piano, and just gathered it up and chunked it over there and just kept dancing. You know, that nigga got down, stuck his heels up on top of that piano and put his back on the stool. And he played all night and didn't miss a note. And they throw money up on the piano. That nigga pick up that money off that piano and play right on while he Well, that just went near. That broke me up from piano. I didn't know nothing about no piano. I was ashamed to sit down with one. And Artis' daddy was in the other room. And Artis danced around by the door and he said, "His daddy's sitting up in the bed, peeping in there." And he's hollering in there, "Get your clothes on, daddy, and come out. I know you can't stand it." Old man Young put on his pants and come in the room where he was. And this nigga was whooping that piano, you know. All I say, no boys, Young ran back and started kicking him down. He wanted to dance so bad he just started kicking his feet and going on in his hell of fit. And he went out. And he looked in there and his mother was sitting up in the bed. He said, "Get up, mommy, I know you can't stand." She come in. And this man told him, he said, "Why? It's about 11 or 12 o'clock now. I want you to play a hollering." And he went in there and got a quilt and put the piano to bed, he called it. Covered them notes up with a quilt. And that nigga played on top of them, that quilt. And when he done that, that set the thing afire, sure enough. And I had him to go doing it. We had singing down there in our church, and our church members had come along there, and they had never heard no piano rattle like that was going. And they had come up in the Otis's yard. And that nigga was hooking that piano, and Otis went to the door, them niggas had his yard tore up like holes were rooting out there. Thought he had that poor yard tore up, they didn't. Couldn't have grass out there in that yard. It went young. Oh, they say he went out there to one of the pecan trees that next morning. And there where his daddy was out there dancing with that tree. Oh, they say daddy's going around that tree, swinging that tree, and looked like where he had a horse tied out there. And I know they wouldn't do to let that nigga go to a nigga house and play. And this colored woman had a piano up the road then. Them there folks would hear them, the colored people would hear him play down there. He got him a party up there. And when we got up there that night, me and Peter went with the nigga. He stayed at our house, son.